Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Before we get to the real questions, Ray Fittipaldo, who's on that hotline. Block polls, yes or no? We were just talking about those, Ray.
Absolutely. I got to sell them for my kids, so I'm 100% in.
Okay. I know it.
You're in. You're in. What numbers do you see? It's 7-7, 7-0, 3-7. You see what numbers and you go, I'm a winner. Which ones are you sure on, do you think?
When I was in college, I won like $1,000 when the 49ers beat up on the Chargers, and that was like a weird score. That was like 49-26. So
NCAA student athlete Ray Fittipaldo at Holy Cross, I'm sure, is very, very legal in those days. Name, image,
sure,
likeness.
Better than bingo.
Yeah. Okay. Good job by you winning and just telling the world.
What were your numbers?
Yes.
I think I had 49-26. So I had 9-6.
Yeah, but nobody looks at 9-6 and thinks,
right,
I'm going to win the block poll.
But what he's saying, I think, is it. Hey, sometimes it's overvalued. 7-7, 7-3.
I won one year when Scott Norwood missed.
Oh,
and I had the money.
It was like
Yeah, it was a party at our house. I had the money in my hand to hand it to the guy that had the winning numbers, and then he missed the field goal. And I looked down and, hey, it was me.
How do you think Norwood felt, huh? You think that's why he did it, huh? Fix was in.
Yeah. Yep, I thanked him later.
Yeah, Ray, it sounds like Matt Canada is on his way back. Is that what you took from yesterday?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, not a surprise. I think Mike Tomlin has been deflecting some of the blame away from the coaching staff and onto the players, and he did that again in postgame on Sunday night. You know, I asked him specifically what the game plan was going into that game, and he just turned it around and talked about a lack of execution. Later in that press conference, he talked about the receivers letting the team down. So, yeah, unless Art Rooney steps in here and forces Mike Tomlin to make a change, I think Matt Canada is going to be back. Now, there might be a fall guy, and I think that fall guy could be a guy like Ike Hilliard, the receivers coach, but we'll have to wait and see, but based on what I heard yesterday, it does seem like Canada's going to be back.
Were you surprised at all, Ray, that he seemed to fairly embrace the idea of drafting a quarterback in the first round? There was no mention of trades or anything like that, but certainly free agency and the idea of drafting a quarterback seemed to be appetizing to him.
Yeah, I mean, listen, this isn't a strong quarterbacks class coming out. I mean, there's all kinds of different thoughts on these guys coming out now, and eventually one or two will be pushed up the board, but they got to fall in love with that guy if they're going to take him in the first round. So, as we sit here now on, January, whatever, I don't know if the possibility is all that strong. I think it's a possibility, but it would have to fit what they need. And, it's kind of been a theme all season long, and it happened again on Tuesday, the mobility thing, right? I mean, Mike Tomlin stresses that mobility is a must now, to play quarterback in the NFL, or, your team, if you want to compete, your team needs that. And it's interesting. You look at this roster, Mason Rudolph isn't that. Dwayne Haskins isn't that. So they're looking for that guy. So now the issue is, can you get that guy in the draft this year, or can you get that guy in free agency? And honestly, if you can get that guy in free agency, who's it going to be? Is it a mid-tier guy that you can bring in for like $15, $20 million a year? Do you really want to eat up your cap by doing that when you have so many other needs? I mean, it's a fascinating offseason for Mike Tomlin, and for Kevin Colbert as they try to tackle this thing.
You know, Ray, regardless of who the quarterbacks are that are involved in this, will it be possible to get a true indication of who's capable of being a regular season quarterback just through the offseason and the preseason?
I think they've been setting it up for Mason to be that guy. Let's just say that they draft a Kenny Pickett or a Matt Corral in the first round. Teams that have had success, like the Chiefs, have sat that guy. Alex Smith started for a year before Patrick Mahomes was ready. I think they are setting it up that even if they do draft a guy and draft a guy high, that Mason would kind of be that bridge guy for a year until they get that guy ready. So, there's a lot of back and forth. You know, do you draft a guy and play him right away? I know sometimes it happens out of necessity, like it did with Ben Roethlisberger 18 years ago. But, there is some proof out there that it actually is good for a young quarterback to sit and kind of learn for a year or two. So, I don't know. It's a tough question, Jim, but even if they draft a guy in the first round, I am not convinced that they would throw him in as a starter right away. Now, it could happen middle of the season, could happen in 2023, but I'm not convinced that they would do that right out of the chute.
Fan Morning Show presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing, now part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions family. If it's clearly identifiable that the next draft class has better quarterbacks than this draft class, or at least it's projecting that way, why not try to take care of a more glaring issue, which is the line right now, and then move on and take your chances that you'll find your quarterback in the next class?
That could be the move. And I think, Colin, it's just not the line. It's the lines. I mean, they need, even if Stephon Tua comes back, and I'm not convinced he will, Cam Hayward's going to be 33. Tua's getting up there, and Alulu's going to be 35. You have to address that, whether it's through the draft or whether it's in free agency. You got and get a young guy who can come in and help those guys. The offensive line, I mean, is Dan Moore the only guy that today is going to be a starter next season? And it's not like Dan Moore was great this year. It's just that they really like his potential, and he started for a year as a rookie at left tackle. You go up and down that line. Turner's a free agent. Okorafor's a free agent. Sounded to me like yesterday they want to move Kendrick Green to guard. I don't know what your takeaway from that was. And then Kevin Dotson, kind of a lost year for him. We don't really know anything more about Kevin Dotson now than we did last year at this time. He had an ankle injury in camp, tried to come back and play, and then they had to shelve him on IR. There are no answers on that offensive line. And I think, to your point, if you can go out and get one first round, second round, you should probably do that, even if it's at the expense of drafting a quarterback. I know quarterback's a need, but I don't know if it's the top need right now with all the issues they have.
Well, and I look at the timeline, Ray, and the timeline plays out. Free agency starts on March 16th, so you're going to have an opportunity to sign a quarterback before you have an opportunity to draft a quarterback the final weekend of April. And if you don't do it then you're going to get the leftovers. And I guess I'm curious what your thoughts would be. Rudolph and Haskins, I would presume, both come back, even though Haskins is a free agent. I imagine those two are back. And then maybe there's a veteran free agent signing. Maybe someone like I've mentioned Teddy Bridgewater a couple times as a possible bridge or stopgap veteran competition guy. And then they draft one as well in the first round. How does it shake out with four guys in the mix then?
See, Chris, I don't know if they would do that. I don't know. Let's say they do bring in a guy like Teddy Bridgewater, I think that would signal that they're probably not going to draft one. Because at that point, you have a competition, and it's Bridgewater, it's Rudolph, it's Haskins. I mean, you could probably cut Haskins if you don't like him at the end of training camp. But I think that would actually be too many guys to try to evaluate. So, probably going to be one or the other. You're probably going to draft a guy, or you're probably going to sign a guy as a free agent. I just don't see them dumping all of those resources into one offseason. Let's say you're paying whatever Teddy Bridgewater goes for. I don't know, 10, 15 million. And then you draft a guy too in the first round and you have to pay him on a rookie contract. I think that's too much money in the quarterback position for one offseason.
What about, what's, what's your opinion of the receivers? I thought going into this season that that was really going to be a strength of this team, and obviously the Juju injury didn't help. But you know, Deontay Johnson, I don't know, the stuff he was saying the other day, downplaying the drops, and then Chase Claypool is just an enigma to me. What's your opinion of the strength of that position?
Yeah, Jimbo, it's really interesting. It's I thought it was a strength too, and I'm doing kind of like a Sunday analysis on the entire roster, and I'm going through that right now. I think he lost a lot of money, Deontay Johnson, in the final month of the season, and I still think you try to extend him, but I don't think like you pay him top 20 receiver money. You know, you're like right now, I sort of see him like in the $13 million a year type of range, and you need a number one receiver. You're going to have to pay somebody, so it might as well be Johnson. But he didn't finish strong, and you know, the James Washington's gone. Juju could be gone. Although now there's some sentiment that maybe if you can get him for $8 million a year, maybe you do want to bring him back just so you can have some stability there with James Washington leaving. And you know, you really probably don't want to draft a receiver this year when you have so many other issues too. So. Big disappointment for all those guys. I mean, what they need to happen is for Chase Claypool to emerge next season and to be the player they think he can be, but we saw no sign of that this year. We actually saw regression rather than progression. So, that's a big question mark going into the offseason. I think Chase Claypool can fix a lot of that, but I'm not convinced he can at this point.
Last thing, did you get a load of that hockey reporter in Canada with Leon Draisaitl?
I did see that.
What
do
you? Who looked? Do you think the reporter just looked like a jerk, or tell me your thoughts on it?
Yeah, I mean, I know that the guy's in the Hall of Fame. I learned that yesterday. I didn't really know who he was, but I think he probably comes off looking worse than Draisaitl. But I'm sure Draisaitl had something to do with it too. I'm sure there's some history there.
There's Ray sticking up for his reporter brethren.
Yep.
Good stuff by you,
the
Ray.
Brotherhood.
All right, what are you doing all off season, Ray? Or is there? There's no off season for you.
No, I'm going to the Senior Bowl here in a couple weeks, so we'll be Donner Scott and all the cool
Donner Scott.
All right, good stuff. All right. Well, check in from the Senior Bowl with us. We'll talk to you, though, again next week on any developments that are happening. Thank you, Raymond.
All right, hey, one last go-around with Jimbo. Happy retirement, Jim.
I know, that's two Jimbos from you right now in the last 5 minutes. That's tremendous.
Yeah, we're going to have a big blowout for Jim next Friday on the air, so we'll do that. Maybe we'll patch you in, Ray.
All right, sounds good.
Sounds good.
If there's food, you can come by.
Oh, yes.
Think there'll be food?
I mean, come on. What are you doing with yourself? Text us, Edgar Snyder & Associates, fan. Text line 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Someone had a good idea, though, Jim. Could one of the porch tour stops be at your house?
Oh.
Never thought of that.
Oh.
Wow. Could one of the porch and be invitation only to some VIPs?
That would be.
Hmm.
He's thinking about it.
Hmm. What do you think? And we'll bring all the stuff. Linda doesn't have anything.
Yeah.
She can go away for the weekend. Do it on a Friday at your house.
That is an interesting idea.
It is a hell of an idea. It was brought up to me by one of my friends.
Look at the contemplative look on his face.
And you give out the invitation.
I never thought of that.
To high-end listeners.
Uh-huh.
And maybe people could win an invitation.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably because a lot of the people that would be on the quote-unquote VIP list would be invited to a 4th of July party anyway.
No. Here's the thing. I hate to bombard you, but and hate to undercut you. You're not going to be in charge of the guest list. Like, we want to have a party at your house, but you don't get to say who all the people who come. It would be the same people as your 4th of July list. So
No, I'm
we
talking
should
about
have a
like
porch tour stop at your house.
Okay.
Also, then give some listeners the chance to attend.
Yes.
And invite a few VIPs that those listeners could mingle with, that you could arrange, if you could get some people there who are VIP status.
You could pull that off.
How about producer Matt, by the way, putting some photos up on a thing?
Uh-huh.
He cuts my wife out of one of the pictures,
okay,
but then keeps Ricky in another picture.
Rightly so.
I didn't post anything.
You didn't? Somebody else did
that? No, there was somebody in the web content people here. There's people here I don't even know who they are. Walk around the newsroom. It's, the guy works
Linda
here.
Not happy about that?
So
she doesn't know about it, but
yeah,
maybe
she
doesn't
know about
she
Ricky.
Does now.
She doesn't know everything about Ricky.
She was
either,
listening.
Really.
He was listening to the whole thing.
So porch tour at your house, I think, could work.
That's probably something that we could arrange.
Swing. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Especially if Linda didn't have to do any work.
That's
exactly. Yeah, no, she won't have to do anything.
Is somebody cleaning up?
Certainly.
Yeah. Okay.
Clean up
go.
Crew.
Okay. Sounds like I think that's pretty good.
I think one of the porch tours could be invitation at your house.
Okay.
People would be. You remember when they used to sleep out of National Record Mart for concert tickets?
Uh huh.
That would happen here if we said we're gonna have a party at Jim's
we
house.
We would have to have Northern Regional put a barricade up at the end of Jim's street.
Well, oddly enough, some of those people may be invited.
Yes, you're right about that.
Yes.
They're used to doing drive-bys during that party anyway when the neighbors complain.
So we'll have to hash that out a little bit. Jim already might have. I understand, and we'll get into this next. Jim might already have one side gig lined up, and we talk about that coming up next before we get into Matt Canada in a couple minutes. Fan Morning Show. Now, there's quite an assemblage of high-powered people, I guess, that are involved with the Pine Richland Youth Football Association. And I understand that you've already...
I've seen this.
That you've already lent them your services now that you're in semi-retirement, or if this is a joke or not, but I think that some people aren't taking it as a joke.
I haven't promised anything to anybody. I was blindsided by an attorney.
My dear friend Casey White, okay, who's an attorney up there.
Yes.
His son, little Benny, he plays on a peewee football team.
Sure.
And Vince Williams is one of the coaches, the Vince. Okay.
Right.
Brandon Hunt, his son is also running around. He's involved in that. There's also some high-profile people whose kids play in that organization.
I probably know quite a few
of
those people.
Right.
Yes.
Now, Casey White started a thread yesterday. Thank you for volunteering and offering your services to work the press, to be the voice in the press box for the Little Richland, Pine Richland Rams.
Yeah, I saw that.
And it took fire. Like, this is so great. Wow, we have a real PA announcer. It's awesome that Jim did this as a member of the community. You never okayed this?
No.
Well, they think you're doing it next year.
Oh, man. And, well, you know who's mad?
Vince. I wouldn't want to get Vince mad.
He's mad at me.
He's mad at you because he thinks you're in on this. Vince thinks, wow, we have a pro for this.
Oh, man.
I wouldn't want to let him down. He's on site, remember?
Yeah.
He'll paint you, boy.
Yeah, I remember. He could be an intimidating guy in the locker room at times.
So are you going to do this?
Well, other part about it is that our friend Bob Ando.
Yes.
He got involved in this with the Mars satellites.
Oh.
Because he thinks I should be doing theirs, which I did their hype.
You did right their hype, their run out, their run out thing, and the kids thought they played in the Super Bowl every week, I was told.
Yeah,
they thought it was
Jim
the greatest
Collins' voice was the one.
Yeah, I guess I could continue to do that and then show up at Richland Park every now and again.
Every now and again?
Well, here's the thing, though, is that I know it's semi-retirement, but I can't commit to every Saturday for 2.5 months.
It sounds like you're diving headlong into full retirement, Jim.
But if Vince is going to be angry.
I heard Vince already thinks you're in, and he knows who you are.
Well, that's a shock.
Vince saw a picture of you and knew that you were a guy from the locker room and is a guy that he doesn't hate, I'm told.
Okay. Well, most people don't. Only a few.
Right. That's, yeah. Barrasso.
He didn't like anybody.
So are you going to do this or not? Are you going to let all these kids down?
Well,
these poor kids out in Pine Ridge.
The kids have no idea who I am.
Fair.
Right.
That's fair.
Now, their parents,
they
do because
you're
now
a big
Casey,
star.
I think Casey was a couple years ahead of our older son.
Uh-huh.
I think. I can't remember what year he graduated, like 2000 maybe. So I think he was a couple years ahead of Chris.
So are you going to do this or not?
I haven't really given it any thought, but you know, for example, I just got a text from my friend Sean McDonald.
Okay.
Who's the last interview he did as a winning football coach was with us.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Because then 2 days later they lost to Pitt and then they never
won
another
just
game.
Lose to Pitt.
Right.
I mean,
yeah.
Pitt kicked their ass.
Yes, yeah, they did. and poor UNH never won again. So but Sean sends me a text. Okay, very nice. And you know, we're going to go back up there. I don't know when they're going to do it, but there's going to be a home football game in Durham on a Saturday in September when they honor Sean. And Linda and I are going to go up there.
Uh-huh.
And so that I wouldn't be able to perform the PA duties.
Well, Larry can take up your slack.
Oh, jeez.
Well, he's better than I am once in a while.
Yeah. Do I have to go like, third down?
Can you do that in this new life?
See, they do that in every stadium.
I just can't believe how reticent you are to just let kids down.
See, that's why if I needed him, I'd hire Casey because he completely blindsided me with a tweet that announced something that I didn't agree to do.
Well, he knows how to maneuver.
Okay, Jim's not in.
And then
Vince, poor kids.
Mad, and then the next GM of the Steelers, mad.
Yeah, they're mad. They're mad at you.
Leading defense attorney in Allegheny County, mad.
Yes. So you better start.
I baited into this, man.
Right. You might just want to come back to work. It might be easier just to come to work every day.
It's a good point.
Yeah. Anyway, all right. Offensive coordinator. You know, Joe Starkey had a hell of an idea and a hell of a thought to start his show yesterday. I thought it was something, and it came off of something he heard on our show. Hmm. I think it's a great discussion point about the thought of this team nationally. And we get into what Joe had to say and our thoughts on all of that. That's coming up next. And, man, did I have a dream last night? I got to run past you real quick, Jim.
Caught bits and pieces of this earlier.
So did I.
I'm glad I didn't catch the whole thing.
Pretty crazy. And Doug Whaley joins at 9 o'clock.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, baseball card, Castle and Cranberry. Check it all out. Listen to Cook and Joe every Wednesday. That's today. To hear about Starkey's Card of the Week, baseball card, Castle, contest run every Wednesday through Friday. Details on our site, 937thefan.com. Starkey had a really good point yesterday. He said he had heard Jason LaConfora on our show just before he went in to do his show. And LaConfora was talking about how brilliant and how great and how unbelievable the job is that the Steelers are doing and that Mike Tomlin has done. But then Starkey said, is it though? The 3-7 in the last 10 playoff games, if you take the numbers of what they've done over the last 11 years, and you just do one of those, here's blindly what a team has done, and you cover up the word Steelers, people would be stunned that that is who it is. It's like the association of the logo, the association of this aura that is the Pittsburgh Steelers clouds the people's judgment nationally that they think the Steelers are doing a great job.
You could say the same thing about the Packers and the Cowboys, to be honest. I mean, when's the last time the Cowboys went deep into the playoffs? But people still presume that since it's the Cowboys.
But the Packers were a Brady performance away last year from really making.
True. They've had playoff runs, right?
Right.
But if our measurement is winning a Super Bowl. Well,
mine isn't. Mine's just winning playoff games.
Okay. Again, for those locally that would argue the goal is to win championships, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's people in Green Bay that say the same thing, and they've only won one in the last 10 years. I do think there is a certain tendency amongst people when they're not talking about their hometown team or their local team to maybe look at it in a more glass half full perspective.
So the question is, moving that conversation forward that Joe moved from a conversation we had on our show to his, and now we move it one more point forward, when does Tomlin and when do the Steelers lose national juice? Again, I can't get away from this number, and it's why they're not there for me right now. They are a middle-of-the-road franchise. Here's the number. They're 3-7 in their last 10 playoff games. I can't get away from that, Jim.
Well, how about giving up 130 points in the last three of them? You know, I mean, it's been... For one reason or another, it's been an embarrassment. And the quarterbacks had a lot to do with it. He had a lot to do with the first two, you know, the Jacksonville game and then the Cleveland game last year at the beginning where he helped put them in a hole before he put up big numbers at the end. I don't know what happened this game, the way they came out in the game plan, which is relevant, by the way.
But to the question, do you think that because you go on these shows, hey, Mike Tomlin will get a job in a minute if the Steelers let him. Okay, that's fine. But the Pittsburgh Steelers aren't the Chicago Bears right now, or at least shouldn't be in terms of what you expect from their organization.
I think when
maybe
you're talking,
we just expect too much.
I don't think our expectations are too high. I think what happens is when you talk about the legacy franchises of the NFL, in this case, the Steelers, the Cowboys, the Packers, the Patriots are now a part of that. I think you have to have a prolonged, and I mean long run of forget not winning playoff games, not even getting to the playoffs before teams like that fall off the national radar. You know what I mean? It's almost a reverse of what, like the Patriots, previous to Belichick and Brady, were not a national team. Mm-hmm. They just weren't. They were New England's team. And then they go on an otherworldly run for the better part of two decades, and they became a national brand.
Steelers haven't won a playoff game in 5 years, though.
I understand that. And I'm not arguing with you about how we perceive success.
Right.
I think the perception of they would have to go in the tank for half a dozen years or more, 10 years, not go into the playoffs before nationally they would not have the burn, the same burn that they do.
I think if they would have had the same record this year with a different quarterback, a lot more people nationally would be looking at them with a different eye, and they wouldn't hold the same acclaim. But it was like Ben helped gloss over the decay of this franchise.
Well, it gave you a storyline in the final couple weeks.
Based on some of the things that Tomlin said recently, you know, he's pointing the finger at the quarterback.
Why didn't he do that before the season then?
You know,
Mike Tomlin, this bothered me yesterday.
Asked you after the bye week what you noticed while you were watching games, and you said the impact of quarterback mobility. As you look at your quarterback room, as you plan for the future, how important of an element is that?
Man, quarterback mobility is valued, not only by me, but everyone. It's just a component of today's game, and increasingly so.
How is that? How is the importance of quarterback mobility different right now than it was 1 year ago at this time?
Maybe it wasn't.
It's not.
And
Yeah. Maybe
the vote was 2-1, and he was the one about whether or not they wanted Roethlisberger back.
I really start to wonder if he wanted Ben Roethlisberger back. And this is two big salvos now that he fired away.
I think he was embracing of the ideas of bringing Ben Roethlisberger back. But I think at the same time, it's like we talked about the other day. They effectively decided that for the 2021 season, for better or worse, whether it resulted in 3-14 or 14-3, that whatever happened, they were going to rip the hypocycloids in the name of the franchise off the side of the helmet and put Ben's face there and make the 2021 season about honoring Ben, regardless of the results. And I think Mike Tomlin may have been on board with that.
Well, it's why you have to employ Canada for another year, too. It's almost like
Then you get him another year after
No, you don't. You get him.
I don't think he gets another year after next year.
The thing, you know what? The thing is,
I think he stinks, but I think it was unfair the position he was put in this year.
You're right. I think Jim brings up a good point, though. If you draft a first round quarterback and he doesn't play in 2022, again, I'll use Ritter or Pickett or whatever, Corral, you draft a first round quarterback, but he sits and watches Mason Rudolph or Dwayne Haskins or Teddy Bridgewater or whoever the quarterback may be. Then the question is, well, we got to give Matt Canada a chance to develop the rookie quarterback, right? And then the rookie quarterback takes over in 2023.
You know, the thing is, this is exactly what we thought this year was going to be.
To a T.
Right? Mm-hmm. And and I hate to use the term wasted year because we got to watch T.J. Watt sack everybody and all that. But still, it was in terms of developing the franchise moving forward, it was a wasted year.
Total stagnation. Yeah. 100% stagnation. Yes,
on any plans they may
have
had.
They caved to a veteran, a Hall of Fame veteran.
Call
it what it is.
If you're a Ben Roethlisberger fan, you can't. Here's the thing: you can be in favor of that, but you can't simultaneously be out against the organization for effectively hitting pause for a year.
There were only two roads to take. You couldn't travel down them at the same time, Chris. You're totally right about that, because Ben was not going to lead you to any place but 500.
Right.
He wasn't.
You were lying to yourself if you believe that he was.
It just was not going to. All right, what's better content that you've had? You've heard both of these. My dream or this email, or can we zip through both of them?
Let's start with the dream.
Okay, my dream was crazy last night, and I wonder if there's anybody that interprets dreams out there. Maybe we got these people that are like Kreskin or whatever. Not Kreskin, but you know, people that wear those kind of hats. So I can remember my dream distinctly, and I'll give you the thumbnail version of it. I went and picked up pizza somewhere in a city setting. So it felt like it was like Squirrel Hill or Greenfield or somewhere like that. So I go and I pick up pizza at a pizza shop, and I'm getting a text like, you got to get to the airport and pick them up. So I go and I have two pizza boxes in my front seat. I make it to the airport, but I'm at the airport in the drop-off portion, not the downstairs part, the up where you drop people off curbside. And out comes Marty Griffin and Andy Sheehan. and they're holding pizza boxes. Andy Sheehan is holding two pizza boxes. They get in my car. They put something in the trunk, their luggage in the trunk, and they're also holding two pizza boxes. It's not right. my car. It's just a random car that I have. And it's a very hot day. I know mm-hmm. that. So they get in, and we're making small talk. And I don't know. I know Marty Griffin. I don't know Sheehan at all. And plus, right, he would just run home anyway. He's a big runner, right?
Yeah.
So we get in the car, and we're driving on the parkway, and we're just talking. And again, I don't know if this dream was 8 hours or 8 minutes long. We're driving on the parkway, we make it to, like, by IKEA, and there's a car stopped on the mm-hmm. shoulder, on the side. So we pull over to help this person.
Get Mark.
Okay? Yeah, I mean, we pull over to offer assistance at this time. Right. Now, they are sitting in the back. My two pizza boxes are in the front
right.
on the seat. I don't know why we have four pizza boxes.
You're hungry.
The two are on Sheehan's lap. Marty's by himself in the back. Uh-huh. Two pizza boxes in the front. We pull over to help the person. The person turns. I wind the window down. I say, do you need help? The person turns as they're like changing their flat tire or whatever. They then turn, and it's a man, and he projectile urinates into the sunroof of my car. And it hits, and the noise that I hear in my ear is water on cardboard. He pees right onto the pizza boxes
from
that
outside
are
the car.
From outside the car on an arc yeah. like you see on one of those fountains.
At least he didn't get you.
He did not. It went right on the boxes that Sheehan is holding on his right. lap, and Marty's going, hey, hey! And he's yelling at the
hey,
guy.
Man, what are we doing?
Then I woke up and had to pee.
Okay.
So that was my distinct dream that I remember. Jim, your interpretation of any of that?
I don't know, man. There's a,
it's
there's
wild.
A, there's a lot, nowadays, there's a lot to unpack here.
I did yeah. not no, do any illicit or legal drugs yesterday. I did not drink yesterday. I only drink on Saturdays, and I only really have a beer or two at most. I went to the bed. I didn't have any like spicy food.
I don't know. The Marty-Andy connection is interesting.
That's yeah, that part I can't figure
because,
out.
Because now Marty's not on TV anymore, right? You might have seen Andy recently on TV somehow. You see Marty here every day.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Maybe talk to him in the hallway. So there's that. You know, the pizza, I don't know. You're probably hungry. You had pizza lately. Or,
I think the pizza represents something that Colin loves because Colin loves pizza.
Sure. I like it.
We all do.
Everybody does. The world does.
So the pizza represents something that is dear to him. Okay. I got that much. The peeing part is just he had to pee.
Go. Yeah.
And his brain just woke him up so that he wouldn't pee the bed.
Thank goodness.
Yeah.
But the guy did the arc. It went, he was standing outside the car by his car. And it was like one of those T-shirts you see where the kid has a Steeler shirt and pees all the way into Cleveland.
Yeah.
It like went.
The Calvin and Hobbes
yeah,
one, yeah.
It went that far right into my sunroof and landed. And Sheehan is just sitting there with the two pizza boxes on his. But where did he get? Did he buy the pizza at the airport?
Yeah. What?
Did he transport it from where they came from? I can't answer that.
I don't know. You'd have to ask him.
Do you think I should call Andy Sheehan and say, listen,
probably.
Pal, you were in my dream.
Call the news desk.
Somebody is bringing something into your life that you already have a version of that you're enamored with, right?
Uh-huh.
There's something that is near and dear to you. I mean, and there it is. Those are the pizzas you picked up, right? And somebody is bringing something, like the same version of that, into your life. Well, what are you doing that for? I already have these pizzas, Andy Sheehan. Why are you bringing pizzas into
yeah,
my car?
You went to Squirrel Hill to get pizza.
I think. No, it was a city setting. I don't know for
well,
sure.
Well, no, but it was
but
like,
it was
you
totally
know, Minios
not on the
or
way.
Or Riello's or something like that, right?
Well, the dream kind of started with me walking up to the pizza window. I parked on a car, like it was a city setting. I parked on the curb and then went up to a window and got the two. I said, I need to do two pizzas. I'm picking some guys up at the airport.
Yeah, like Jim said, it was Minios or Riello's.
Maybe it was a place where you and Zeiss saw that fight
maybe,
at like 2 in the morning.
Brent Stover. Yes, he was involved with
Brent
that, too.
Stover.
Yes, he was.
Did he
got scared.
Did he hide the tapes?
No, he was scared. But anyhow, so I don't know what it all means, but anytime you got Andy Sheehan making a cameo in your dream and Marty Griffin in it,
you got to ask you got to get Marty in the hallway and fill him in on this.
I don't think I want him involved
no.
in this. No, it would go down it's already gone down sort of a dark weird road, but it may get a lot
as
weirder.
Soon as you start to tell him about the peeing part of it. Hey man, I don't need to.
I'll tell you it was quite the display by this guy because I didn't think it would get there. And the stream was like they were fighting a fire in Hazelwood. I mean, it was the water was coming out of
this. I mean,
to
get it up and over and into the sunroof.
Into the sunroof on a perfect arc. It looked like a Rick Barry free throw. And the arc was just
Randy style.
Yep, right in. Right in. Perfect. So I don't know.
Yeah, I can't make heads or tails.
Do you ever have just totally off the wall bonkers dreams like that?
Sure.
Like The ones that get me too are like where geographically where you'll go and then you'll be like, it's like a movie how they film it. You'll be going down the Boulevard of the Allies. You'll make a left, and then you'll be in Washington, PA.
Like striking distance where you see where he is, and all of a sudden he's like on the lawn.
No, right. Like, he's up on Saxonburg Boulevard or wherever, Dorseyville Road. He makes a left. He's down by the jail on First Avenue.
Right.
Like, how did that happen?
Right. Anyway. Metal Bridge.
What do you make of it, Matt? Anything kind of weird?
I just think you had to pee.
Yeah. I did immediately.
Sometimes you just have to pee.
Simplest, lowest common denominator.
But you're weird how it's like it's surprising that actually you had two people that knew each other. A lot of times you get the dream where it's like, I would have a dream, say, with Colin, with you in it, and then with, you know, my cousin. Well, you know my cousin. But somebody I went to high school with you don't know. For no reason, random people that just kind of show up in these things.
Yeah. Or people that would be impossible like you're right.
I'm scared I'm going to have a dream tonight that either Andy Sheehan or Marty's going to be.
If somebody has a dream of one of those two people tonight, or the man that's broken down by IKEA,
right,
then that's something. Then I need to know.
Then we got to,
So, anyhow.
And we got a
chance of precipitation.
It was 100% in that car. I'll tell you that much. Luckily, I didn't get hit.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.